All right. Wow. Verse 2 coming at you with that old Clips brew.
Oh, man.
It's me, William, the opinion update.
And I am trying to stay positive, Chuck Mockler.
And we are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Hell yeah.
You know, rain, shine, staying inside.
Virus, 6 to 8 feet apart.
We're coming at you 5 days a week.
That's really why we haven't streamed, because we can't figure out a stream configuration in which we can both be on the screen 6 to 8 feet apart and still stream.
We're staying very responsible, trust. Anyways, we got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We got a great hot take coming at you from Clipper Don. Thank you so much.
Dude, Clipper Don sounds definitely like a captain of a ship of some kind.
I love it. Yeah. It reminds me of, what's that movie with Kurt Russell? Captain Jerry?
Captain Ron.
Captain Ron, yes.
Dude, what if it's Donnie Mac?
So let's cut to this tape of what may or may not be Donnie Mac.
Well, Chuck, gents, thanks for doing this. It keeps me sane. This is Clipper Don from the coastal LA. A few months back BC, before Corona, one of you said something which really interested me, where you were fantasizing of what the Clippers would have been like if Kawhi had come without PG. And I just wonder if you might take a couple minutes on the show and give me a fantasy take on what a season might have been like with our lineup, but instead with SGA and Gallo. And then, of course, all the people we could have gotten with those draft picks. It would have been an interesting fantasy situation. I'd love to hear more of that. Thanks, guys. Keep it up. Love the show. You're keeping me sane. Bye.
First of all, that's definitely Donnie Mac.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's Don McLean! Two quick notes, aside from the Clippers stuff, that I just kind of want to get off my chest. He says the word fantasy or some type of fantasy a lot in a minute and a half or whatever it is. And he mentions that we're keeping him sane more than once. So I hope the quarantine's going well, because this message is before a little bit before the quarantine.
You know what I got to say? Right back at you.
Hey,
you're keeping us sane.
That's fair. It is nice that people are listening. Thank you to all the listeners.
And talking about fantasy scenarios. Clippers fantasy scenarios.
Clippers fantasy scenarios.
It's great. I bet
that boat is rocking over at Captain Don's or Clipper Don's. So let's just look at this season with quote-unquote just Kawhi on the team.
Yeah. Hard to forecast what those picks will be in that value.
Yeah.
I don't even want to think about that.
Miami picks don't seem too valuable, so hey,
that's fine. That's no harm, no foul.
But so the starting five, we can... I don't want to say safely assume, because you never know. But let's pretend that it's Bev, Shea, Kawhi, Gallo, Zoo.
Love it.
Not mad at that at all.
Love it.
And then the bench, that's where the question marks kind of pop up.
Uh-huh.
We have Lou, Trez, Sham, I think obviously for sure.
Yeah.
Jamichael, I still think, resigns.
I think so,
too. Because Kawhi.
I think so, too.
Like, personally reached out to him or whatever. Magruder?
Yeah, because he's still... Oh, I mean, I think we still...
Because he was on the... Yeah, he's still... Okay. And then Patterson without Paul George. Because there, supposedly, that was one of the connections. And then we also... I don't think Reggie's on the team. Reggie probably just gets bought out and then goes to the Thunder in this scenario, would be my best guess. I mean, one of the big reasons, like, that was a big selling point on bringing him to the Clips.
Yeah.
Was being, like, their lockers are right next to each other.
Definitely. Yeah, I think that's pretty safe to say. I think let's rule out any other. Let's look at just this kind of lineup before we get, you know,
let's talk about the starters.
Let's rein in the fantasy a little bit.
For sure. Dude, Clipper Don's, like, he's feeling it.
All right, so let's just go from the jumping off point of the starting lineup being some machination of Bev, Shea, Kawhi, Gallo, Sue.
I like it. That's a long ass lineup.
So when we were initially talking about this, you said you weren't sure if that's a championship starting five.
I think it definitely, like, it gets you to the Western Conference Finals. But I'm not sure I have the same, like, so with our current lineup, I'm like, yeah, let's get to the Western Conference Finals, see what happens. But I'm saying it with, like, a wink and a nudge. You know what I'm saying? But this one, I'm like, let's get to the Western Conference Finals.
Do you think that starting five is less good than the team that Kawhi took to a championship, being the Raptors?
Thank you. I thought it was the Clippers that year. I thought we got that one chip. I don't know.
That's fair.
The outside shooting, if Shea is hitting from the outside in this scenario and Bev is also peaking, then that's three shooters around Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
But if Shea gets, you know what I mean? Because like Shea's probably not going to shoot from the outside very much in this lineup would be my guess. Like we saw what he could do if he's still on the team from the rookie year.
Yeah, definitely.
In terms of slashing and stuff like that.
Definitely. I mean, I guess you also have the option of moving either one of Bev or Shea to the bench to have another shooter in there in Shaman and have more of the point duties running through Kawhi, as we've already seen.
Yeah.
Let's just look at the stats of these guys. So Paul George for the Clippers played 42 games this season, averaged 21-6-4. Defensive rating 105, offensive rating 111. So net +6.
For sure.
Very, very solid. I was actually surprised how close to those numbers Shea was this season.
Yeah.
He played 63 games, 19-6-3. So he's averaging one less assist and two less points.
For sure.
But has played 20 more games.
Definitely.
50% more games.
For sure.
Defensive rating 109, offensive rating 111. You do hit it, take a hit defensively there. I don't think there's any argument to be made about that.
For sure.
And offensively, being quite honest.
You do. You absolutely take a hit.
You take a hit offensively. Yeah. Like he's working in a system where he is a bigger scoring part of it, which would not be the case. I still don't believe would be the case if in
he's definitely still the number
two or three? Three.
Ooh, see, because you look at Gallo, yeah. Shea's development is interesting to think about in this scenario.
I'm very curious to see what that looks like. I think, well, let me get into Gallo's stats, and then we can jump into that. So Gallo, also this season, about 55 games played. He's right at that 19-6-2 mark, almost identical to Shea's numbers.
Truly.
His net rating, though, kind of surprised me. He's got a defense rating 111, offensive rating 119. He's a
+8,
which is higher than any other player that we've listed. I don't know. I think that that's a pretty mean starting squad with Bev kind of running the point. You got Shea there, allowing him kind of more off-ball scoring. Kawhi. Kawhi doesn't get the...
Kawhi has to shoot from the outside more with this lineup.
Yeah. Mo could also be thrown into this lineup at points.
So Mo's still on the team.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So where do you think Mo goes? For Gallo?
No.
Or do you think we take Shea out, put Kawhi at the two?
I don't know. I guess really you just have Mo Harkless to when you're ramping up Kawhi defensively.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't know. I think that this is a lineup. To me, that's a lineup that's good for a Western Conference.
And the defense is 1-3. The defense is nice. Shea's a ball hawk.
Yeah.
For sure. He's long. He gets deflections. Kawhi, Bev's bad.
Playing next to Kawhi, too, I think would be good.
It'd be really nice. Let's look at the bench real quick, which is for sure Lou, Trez, Sham, Jermichael.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Magruder.
Probably Magruder, yeah.
Not sure about Patterson.
That's what you're working with, though. You're working with Lou, Sham.
The bench is still good. No matter what happens, Rodney. The bench is still good.
And then, you know, there could still be like a – there would most likely be some sort of mid-season shakeup.
Yeah, there'd definitely be a move of some kind.
To kind of get over that hump.
Do you think with this lineup we offer Trez an extension sooner?
No, I think the game plan is still the same.
I think we actually do because we have the money to work with. And if you think about it, he's just as important in this squad as he was the year before.
That's true. And then you're just dealing with one superstar with 10 years service in 2 years versus two.
Yeah, for sure. So I think you can kind of like give him the money.
Yeah. That's
not
fair.
Like the Tobias contract or whatever, which, man, Good for Tobias. Five for a buck 80. It's definitely something to think about. It's something that I don't think about very often, just on the whole.
It hurts too much, if I'm being perfectly honest.
It hurts too
much. It hurts too much for me.
Especially in these times.
Yeah.
Which, if you're in L.A., I think, what is it? Garcetti announced 2 more months?
Yeah.
Kicking it at the house?
Yeah. We'll still be here.
Hey, if you got a comfortable couch, nothing wrong with that. Yeah, it's too hard to think about, and it's also like, it's for two players.
You can't think of it in
quite
the light. You can't think of it in the light.
That's no disrespect to the take at all, obviously.
Two players. But the thing that I do love about this, so thanks for throwing out this fantasy, Clipper Don, is just like, what if players were a little bit less sure of their abilities to be GMs? You know? Like, what if players, and I'm not saying that they should, because I totally get wanting to bring in backup or wanting to play with somebody. I mean, it's work, you know? Like, it's still a job that you're going to every day.
Well, we all
think,
like,
bring your pals in.
And everyone at their job thinks they can put together a good team.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think if you could have sold them on, you know, like, I don't know if a contender is enough, though, you know? But if you could have sold him on, like, a contender that still has some room to grow,
contender, yeah.
I think that that's, like, a really interesting prospect. But, yeah, with the other offers that were out there, that clearly wasn't going to be enough to get it done.
And then, do we draft Mann and Fee? I think no, because our guard surplus is, we still have 4 guards that, whatever, we put them 1, 2, 3, like, we still have the backup guards for the next couple years.
Yeah.
So I think Mann doesn't get drafted.
I also think, I don't know, maybe we bundle some picks, like the Miami pick and stuff, to try and move up, because getting another, in this scenario, you still have a developing piece in Shea, a developing piece in Shamet. I think that you might, like, just for contingency's sake, you might want one more, like, kind of higher round pick.
That's
maybe you go for a wing.
Appreciate the take.
Yeah, love it.
Thank you so much. One more time, on Thursdays, you can call in 213-986-7354. Call all week.
One last thought on this.
Yeah.
How's Rome looking off that bench? Getting some more reps? Anybody?
Probably.
Hitting some game winners for the right team.
Yeah, there you go. But coming back for this, we're going to be talking about what we want to see when the Clippers come back. But first, Will, let's talk to these people about books.
All right.
2020 books.
Look, with how much?
Well, I'm a book.
With how, I know you're stuck at home, but with how much great content there is.
You got time on your hands.
It's really hard to find time to sit down to read and learn more. When you don't have free time, you can't read or work on personal development.
It's impossible.
That's just a fact.
It's true.
There's an incredible app, though, that solves this problem, and I do highly recommend it. It's called Blinkist. It's super unique, and it works on your phone, your tablet, your web browser. Blinkist takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses them down into just 15 minutes you can read or listen to.
Oh, wow.
Successful people, like business leaders, you know, are well known for reading a lot of books. Ty Lopez, for instance. Blinkist is made for busy
Jimmy
people.
Jimmy Smits.
Blinkist is made for busy people like you and them who want to get the main points of a book quickly so you can start using that information right away. And with its audio feature, Blinkist makes it easy to finish a book during your commute, on your lunch break, or while you exercise.
What?
12 million people are using Blinkist right now, probably more, and it has a massive and growing library from self-help, business, health, to history books. Blinkist has the latest titles from bestseller lists, as well as the classic nonfiction titles you always meant to read but never had time to. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want, all for one low price.
Hell,
it's like
dude.
Library of Alexandria.
Books,
but in 15 minutes at a time in your pocket. I use Blinkist when I'm on the bus, when I'm sitting at home, when I'm sitting in the bathroom. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/NBA. Try it for free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/NBA to try your free 7-day trial, and you'll also save 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/NBA.
Whew. Welcome to Thirsty Thursdays.
What's up?
Just got done.
Go.
There it is. Just talking about what we want to see next year when the Clippers return. Which, you know, whenever it happens, man, is it going to be awesome.
This is going
to
be great.
Cannot wait. One thing that was brought to my attention that I didn't realize that I missed so much, John Brzezicki. Brought my attention to this, host of the Kings pod. Last year's city jerseys.
Love.
Those were an all-time Clippers jersey.
Yeah, inspired by the Olympic Games.
Yeah, with kind of the LA Gear style logo, the stars.
Just a classic.
Silhouette. Like, they wore them so often. Like,
yeah.
They were such a popular jersey. I don't know if you can retro those. They should retro them or bring them back in some form. I want a Kawhi jersey in that. Like, that would look sick.
Yeah.
Bring them back.
I almost think that, well, I think I was rallying for this, too, you know, out there in the streets, to just have those be the regular jerseys.
Yeah, that would have been nice. We're still kind of in that transition before maybe a possible rebrand when we go into the stadium.
But I feel like that'd be a good option.
Yeah.
I like it.
100%. Or at least something to bring back.
You know, like, it's unique.
Because they scrapped the earned jerseys.
Oh,
Nike
yeah.
just didn't do those this year.
Oh, really?
Did you see anyone wearing the earned jerseys?
Didn't earn them yet.
Yeah.
Ask me.
But they just, like, yeah, they just, like, stopped doing the earned jerseys, which was interesting. Another thing I kind of want.
They did it for a year, didn't they?
Yeah, but they said they were going to do it. Like, it was going to be, like, a new thing. All right, I don't even know what that
too
reaction
many jerseys.
Is, too.
too many jerseys.
And I'm not sure how this is going to happen, but more Landry sets. I'm not sure how it's going to happen.
So,
because part of me thinks
I have mixed feelings on this, actually.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, so I love the idea of getting a couple quick Landry actions. It's obviously essential to keep him dialed in.
Yeah.
It's obviously essential to keep him in rhythm, but I also just like the look with Reggie out there.
How it's looking right now, especially how we left it.
Yeah, which we'll touch on more later. Which we'll touch on more later. I have something for Thirsty Thursday that's, you know, just right. More Reg. But I agree. I guess I just – my thing is like, at whose touches is it coming from?
Well, so – when the Clippers return, I'm wondering if it picks up and they do a little bit of regular season over the playoffs or whatever, and they finish the season out.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like there's going to be a pretty heavy reliance on the Lutrez pick and roll when we go back, because it's the most familiar motion for the bench off. Like, and you know what I mean? Like, it's the most well-oiled machine on the bench.
Well, I guess
any of the lineups, I feel like, in terms of can it get a bucket.
I 100% agree with you. I mean, like, it's, you know, it's its own little ecosystem. It can do its thing.
And because
thing.
Of the break and everything, I'm not saying it's a good thing.
But shouldn't some of those Landry sets be so drilled into Doc's personnel that, like, I mean, that's been there since JJ. So, like,
well, yeah, but the personnel hasn't.
That's fair. In a similar sense, though, I mean, like, shouldn't the, I don't know. Like, shouldn't that be not as easy, but just another one.
Yeah,
of those
it should be, like, for sure.
Man, we need a bucket. Why don't we just run one of these many actions that we've seen
work? Or not even a bucket, just run it early to get Sham going and become part of a threat of the offense.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope we see it. Again, I'm not sure how we see it.
Yeah.
What's your Reggie?
So I'm thirsty want? For just a large sample size Reggie lineup.
Okay.
You know? Thus far, we got to see him in, I believe, 7 games total, 6-1.
Okay.
So the Reggie effect.
Yeah definitely.
Pretty solid. I was looking at some lineups. I was looking at lineups throughout the entire NBA and just going off of plus minus, which isn't the only indicator. Obviously, there's, you know, there's a ton of factors. But of all lineups that have played 7 games or more, the bench lineup of Lou Williams, Reggie Jackson, Landry Shamet, Jamichael Green, and Montrezl Harrell is third in the NBA in terms of plus minus. In about 8.5 minutes a game, they're averaging.
That's over half a quarter. I'll take it.
I mean, they're averaging 24 points, 5 assists, 10 boards. Just really, really solid stuff.
Yeah. But you want to see more kind of a more tangible hold.
I just don't know that. Yeah, I don't know.
You don't believe that that's sustainable.
I don't know that that's sustainable. So I'm curious to see like where the progression is. I'm curious to see like, does Reggie, if the shooting falls back to earth, do we maybe that is the time to see some more Landry sets and we get to see some more point Reg. You know, there's a lot of different little things in there, but just for comparison,
I like that. Cause then we get the classic Sham interview where like he'd have a great game at it, like for the first time in a while. And they'd be like, Sham, what's it like to just, you know, have to stay ready and be able to help the team? And Landry Shamet would be like, you know, you just got to stay ready and be ready to help the team.
And then just for like a benchmark, the fifth ranked in terms of plus minus lineup in the NBA, seven games or more together played, is our starting lineup of Pat and the regular guys plus Morris.
For sure. Well, that's an interesting call. I want that more too. I really want to see like what, you know, regular Reggie's going to be like. I also want to see Playbook Bev. I'm excited to see him kind of like get Doc's playbook more under his belt in terms of reading over the break and stuff like that. That's going to be needed, I think.
Yeah. Or we'll just give the ball to Kawhi and say, hey, man, figure it out.
Dude, you and Paul George, you know, figure it out. coming up after this, we got a shavings. We're going to be talking Gallo posted a funny pic and then Ralph's ominous Twitter presence.
All right.
So let's start with the Gallo thing. Gallo posted a very funny pic of him with a mask on with the message, "We also equipped ourselves in Oklahoma City. The masks had not been found for days. We stay at home and pay close attention to the necessary outings, such as going shopping." Mm. Very nice message, whatever. The funniest part is that he's wearing a shirt, an Adidas workout shirt that says, "Ass to grass."
I love it.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
It made me think of the classic. Boofing. It made me think of the classic. Gas, grass, or ass, no one rides for free sticker.
Yeah.
That's
currently on your vehicle?
That murderers have where I'm from on their van. We wanted to talk about real quick, Ralph's Twitter presence, : a discussion.
He's been active.
He's on it. I don't know if I like it. I don't like having this much insight into he said nothing inflammatory.
Yeah.
He's said nothing that I don't know, you know, whatever. Seems way more active in politics now that he's retired.
Makes sense.
For sure. He's going at people routinely. If you go at Ralph and his replies, he will quote tweet you. He knows how to use Twitter, too.
You will get clapped.
He's using things where he's not just replying to you. He's taking the power away from your reply.
Yeah.
By quote tweeting. Like he was talking about the masks. I was like, a lot of selfish people had masks when I was in the airport, him and Joe. And someone's like, that's not being selfish, just being prepared. And he quote tweeted and was like, no, it is. And Clippers takes.
Yep.
Which I respect. I think he's getting political. Mm-hmm. Thinks Biden should run with Cuomo for the White House. He mentioned he voted for Hillary in 2016. How do you feel about Ralph? Like, do we want this much Ralph? Because there's nothing else happening right now.
Honestly, I'm fine with it. It's one of those things that, like, it would be less of a ripple if there was the stream of regular NBA content, you know?
For sure.
I think it makes sense, though. I think that, A, I'm sure that he's feeling kind of lonely.
Damn! I don't know about that.
I mean, in
quarantine.
Joe! In quarantine, though? And
we saw the tweet about...
I don't know. I think that that's part of it. I think that he's, like... I he had a very public job where he interacted with like a lot of people and like, I don't know, he was a huge part of an organization for a long time. I think that it's, you know, the ghost limb effect.
I don't.
So people who are sometimes born with extra limbs or people who have like an amputation will feel a limb.
Okay.
Like it's like a psychosomatic thing.
Yes, so, I follow.
So I'm saying that like this organization, like this outreach and like interacting with people has been such a big part of him for so long.
Okay.
I think no matter how much you want to calm down and retire, and I'm sure that he's glad to be out of the grind of an 82-game season.
Yeah.
Like that's never going to go away, man. Like
for sure.
You're still, I mean, someone who is
especially with a weird
the voice
stop.
Of a franchise.
Yeah. I'm back on track with what you're saying. I was a little off track for a second when you introduced new words. Yeah, and it was such an abrupt end of the season this year of like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
Type stuff. But I think the lesson, really the lesson is do not go at Ralph on Twitter.
Do not go at Ralph on Twitter. I'm here for it though.
He will come at you and he will come
at
you.
Do your thing, man.
Yeah. Shout out Ralph. Glad he knows how to use Twitter.
Yeah.
Don't know if it's intentional. But he's using it well.
What if he just...
What if he's paying someone?
I was going to say, if he's paying someone, they have nailed his voice so well.
Yeah, they really
That's
got
like,
it.
Get me that ghostwriter.
Yeah. Oh, also, the when we're recording this, the Clips were supposed to play the Nets, I believe, today. Go ahead and watch that clip when Lou Williams hit the bingo over the Nets to hear a passionate bingo from Ralph Lawler.
Is that in your... That, I mean, that's got to be top three bingos of all time, right?
For sure.
That one, Shamit.
Shamit against the Warriors, yeah. Friday's episode. Thank you for hanging out on Locked On Clips.
Yeah. Hope we're keeping you sane. You're keeping us sane.
For sure, yeah. Appreciate the hot takes coming at you Monday through Friday. Tomorrow's episode is Friday. We're going to bring at you a classic Love, Mary, maybe just time to hang out with. Some of our favorite Kawhi moments of the season.
Okay.
There's only one or two. Whatever else happens now and then in Clipperland, probably an update on Shay's Instagram. You can find Locked On Clips at... iTunes, Google Pods, Bloomberg Pods, Deezer, Spotify. Please rate, subscribe, review.
We know you have some downtime. Leave a rating, leave a review.
Not too comprehensive a rating. You know, we'll read it on air. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. Appreciate you.